Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 238 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for October 24th is reflect on how often you get swayed from acting on your beliefs because of people, events, and circumstances. Have you ever found your assumptions turned out to be false? Acknowledge some of your limiting beliefs about yourself and then let them go because they have no power over you. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of living by principles. One of my favorite fictional characters of all time is George Bailey, the protagonist in the classic Christmas movie, It's a Wonderful Life. George had big dreams of going off to college and then traveling and exploring the world. But due to his father's death, he stayed in his hometown of Bedford Falls and took over day-to-day operations of the family's building and loan, a modest institution that helped people fulfill their own dreams of owning their own homes. But George's world was turned upside down when his Uncle Billy lost $800 on his way to deposit the money at the bank. Although it may not seem like a lot of money, it was by the standards of 1946, and more money than George had just laying around to cover it. George assumed he was in trouble and would most likely be arrested for misappropriation of funds. But more devastating than that, he would lose the trust and confidence of the entire community. George spiraled into such a dark place in his own mind that he made the ultimate assumption that is not true. He assumed that he was worth more dead than he was alive. He assumed that his family and friends would be better off if he wasn't around. He assumed that his life did not matter, that he did not make a difference. And although we may not have gotten to the point where we think we are worth more dead than alive, we have probably made assumptions that our efforts to do what's right and to make a difference in the world are in vain. I guess maybe I am making an assumption right there. Well, I can tell you from my own experience, I have made assumptions that the work I do and the relationships I build don't matter when something negative happens or the plans that I made don't turn out exactly like I want them to. And when we start making assumptions, they normally pull us away from living by our principles. We start projecting our fears and worries onto the people, events, and circumstances of our life. Now, there are definitely times our assumptions turn out to be false, but sometimes they turn out to be true, right? Sometimes we're able to say, "I knew it," or "I told you so." But whether or not our assumptions turn out to be true, the question is, do our assumptions cause us to stray from our integrity and living by our principles? And this is especially true when we make assumptions about ourselves. I know for myself, when I make assumptions that what I'm doing won't make a difference, one of the biggest things that keeps me from doing is having the conversations I need to have in order to build stronger relationships and deeper connections with the young people I work with. So if one of the principles of my integrity is that I need to constantly look for ways to improve my relationships with my students and athletes, and I know that communication and having real conversations is the way to do that, then I need to let go of my assumptions about myself, my assumptions about other people, my assumptions that what I do won't make a difference, and I need to choose to live by the principles of my integrity. So how about you? Can you reflect on how often you get swayed from acting on your beliefs because of people, events, and circumstances? Have you ever found your assumptions turned out to be false? Can you acknowledge some of your limiting beliefs about yourself and then let them go because they have no power over you? George Bailey received a great gift, the gift of being able to see what would have happened if he had never been born, and how so many different lives would have been changed, many for the worse. We may not have that luxury, but we do have the opportunity to write our own story every day and live from the inside out, so we can increase our impact on our students and athletes by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.